Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it's Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today, don't we? Last night was Monday Night Raw. And, man, we got a lot to talk about on Raw. We got a new top heel group that everybody loves, to the point where they supported them against Sami Zayn. Now, this was not a WrestleMania weekend crowd, so we shall see what happens going forward. Because we saw this in AEW with Tony Storm. We're seeing it in AEW with the Hurt Syndicate. Not good for the babyfaces when this happens. And man, if they're not cheering Sami Zayn, we got to talk. But anyway, we got the entire Raw recap from last night. NXT is tonight. We got five segments announced for the show, including the return of Joe Hendry. I have said his name, and he will appear. We got Dynamite for tomorrow, and we got a lot of news. Miko Satomura's career is over. The Smashing Machine trailer is out. We got Naomi talking about her future outside of wrestling and why. Got an injury update on Buddy Matthews. And some notes on Liv Morgan, who's going to be gone for a while with what she says is a big Hollywood role, and apparently is. SmackDown and Collision numbers and more. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. $10 cameos. F4WOnline at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Okay, let's have a little fun.
Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. I like to look at the chat sometimes. What are these people talking about? What do they want to hear about on the show today? And I got a good one today. Yes. Sports fan 1414 says, which sounds like a affiliate, with how crowds have reacted to heels recently, are heels today often too cool to actually be heels? That's a great question. People ask a lot, and I'm going to give you a great answer, because that's my job. So anyway, we'll start by talking about what happened on Raw at the end of the show, and the beginning of the show, actually. So they have a new top heel group, Seth Rollins, Paul Heyman, and Braun Breaker. And they come out at the beginning of the show after turning heel last week. And the fans are going nuts. And they're singing for Seth. They're cheering. And they're barking for Braun. And they're doing the whole shebang. So they bring out Sami Zayn, who you can't find a more likable babyface to this crowd. And his role is to tell them that they're, you know, this group sucks. And you're not a good person, Seth. I can't believe you're going with Paul. And Seth does the deal where, you know, Sammy, I like you. I don't want to hurt you. So I think what you should do is just switch to SmackDown. Then we don't have to worry about it. And so later they do a segment where Paul Heyman is with Sammy, and he says, I talked to Nick Aldis, who's the GM for the night, and Adam Pearce, and Seth Rollins has come to an agreement where if you move to SmackDown, if you get off Raw, you are guaranteed the number one contendership against the winner of the John Cena-Randy Orton pay-per-view match. Now, they've been telling the story for years that all Sammy wants is to win the world title one time, and he never has. So Sammy has a lot to think about. So at the end of the show, he comes out, and of course, he cuts his big babyface promo. He turns down the offer, and so he must face Braun Breaker. And they do a match, and, you know, Braun Breaker's getting cheered, and the fans bark, and he ends up spearing Sammy. And the fans chant one more time. And he spears him again, and they cheer even bigger. and he rolls out of the ring. The EMTs go to save poor Sammy's life. Evil Seth Rollins gives the throat slit. Braun spears the guy again. He's dead. The fans bark. They chant one more time. They want to see it again. And I was like, man, great top heel group right here. And then, of course, you know, we got the question that we just asked, which, you know, I can remind you all of what the question was. Without crowds have reacted to heels recently, are heels today often too cool to actually be heels? Well, the answer, all of you sports fan, is no.
Oh, no.
No, because here's the thing, and I see this happen a lot, and it actually happens with baby faces and it happens with heels, and people usually like to bring it up and then go that heels and baby faces don't matter, you know, that old argument. And what it is, everyone, is it's cherry picking, okay? You've got an argument, and so you're going to cherry pick data to support your theory. And the theory here being that, you know, these heels fans just don't want to boo heels anymore. Well, yes, if you want to pick an example on each show, the Hurt Business and this new group with Bron Breakker and Paul Heyman and Seth Rollins, if you want to cherry pick those two examples and extrapolate it to everybody in this business, then you can make that argument. But the fact of the matter is, if we actually go down the list of all of the baby faces and the heels in both promotions, the fact of the matter is, the vast majority of baby faces, almost all of them, are always cheered, and the vast majority of heels in both companies are always booed. Yes, there are exceptions, and we've seen several of them, and the problem is they happen to be like top acts. So, for example, we saw with Toni Storm. Nobody wanted to boo Toni Storm. They were determined to make her a heel. And so she faces all these baby faces, and these poor baby faces get booed. They come across like geeks. And then, you know, it's like, oh, man, these baby faces, it's just not worth it. No, the problem was actually Toni. She was too great to be a heel. Same thing with the Hurt Business. And now MJF. So I'm actually very intrigued by where this MJF Hurt Business thing is going to go, because MJF is a top heel. The Hurt Business are all supposed to be heels, but MJF is trying to join the Hurt Business. The fans want him to. They cheer him. They cheer the Hurt Business. And it's like, how are we going to make this work? Well, we'll see if they can do it. And now here we are with this other top heel group here that nobody wants to boo. So it took a long time for AEW to finally turn Toni Storm. They still haven't turned the Hurt Business. And so it will be interesting to see, what does Triple H do with these guys? If, you know, it's one show, but I mean, if we're 3-4 weeks in and they're still being cheered and you're booing the Sami Zayns and the Jey Usos of the world, I mean, you got to make a change, is all I'm saying. So we'll see.
Got to pivot on the fly a little bit. You know, there are things that heels do to be cool. Drew McIntyre is a great example of somebody that doesn't mind doing some things, like with the social media stuff, taking the picture of himself with Damian Priest. You know, if you were trying to push Damian Priest as a babyface, you would be very upset with Drew McIntyre for doing that, because it's just making fans laugh and it makes it entertaining and, you know, that sort of thing. Chris Jericho, for anything anybody can say about Chris Jericho, for a long time, when it was time to change things up, he changed things up, whether it be his haircut, his trunks, his intro, whatever it is. But when it was time to be a heel, he did everything he could to get booed by people. And we're just in a situation right now with a lot of the fans where they just like being entertained and they like being on the ride. And with CM Punk, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns, you had a great example of people had reasons to cheer and boo either any of them. Now, when it comes time for Paul Heyman in this group, Seth Rollins, I think it'll be easier to boo him. Bron Breakker is going to be a little bit of a tough one. So it's going to be interesting to see what Paul Heyman can pull out of his bag of tricks to really try to get them booed before they have to pivot and make them good guys and make them true fan favorites, because that's not something you want right now with, I'm assuming, the long-term plan that they're going to have for that group.
Actually, we had some others that were an issue for a while in AEW. We had Swerve. Remember when that guy was a heel? And, like, Nana's out there dancing and everyone's chanting Swerve's hat? I mean, thankfully, they turned him eventually. Hangman was the same thing. Like, nobody wanted to boo Hangman after a while. And so they eventually turned him. He's babyface.
Well, Joe? Was Joe one of those people?
Nah, I think Joe's always kind of been... He was gone for a long time, though.
Well, and he really, for the rest of his life, you have to book him as a baby. Nobody's booing Samoa Joe.
And then someone here mentioned Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre has gotten cheers, but also, if you've been watching Drew McIntyre, he's doing stuff to get over as a babyface.
I think
there's a turn coming for Drew McIntyre sooner rather than later. But, I mean, no one cheers Gunther. No one boos Jey Uso. No one's cheering John Cena. I mean, no one was booing Cody until they put him in that position to be booed over Mania weekend.
That's a risky thing with John Cena, too, and we'll see how long it takes if there's any WrestleMania hangover. But people are going to start cheering John Cena and start booing Cody again. And again, that was a situation Cody was in AEW that, again, you're going to have to try to maneuver a little bit here if the reactions start going
in
Cena's direction.
You will, but we don't know. Because the only time they've booed Cody and cheered Cena was over Mania weekend in front of Mania crowd.
True.
We have not seen them outside of Mania weekend yet. I got a guy, he actually, you know what he did? I'll tell the story after the break. This is a good one. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So you know how I do cameos?
Yeah.
You know what a cameo is? It's a personal video message from me to you, or to a friend, enemy. Wish happy birthdays. I wish, you know, good luck on your upcoming child, whatever. And they were just $10 in April. I lowered the price to $10 in April as a one-month thing. But they're now $10 permanently because I made three times what I normally make by dropping them to $10. I was flooded with cameos. And some people just like want to get a cameo like every day for some reason or another.
What?
But this one fella, okay?
All right.
This one fella paid $10, and his request was he wanted me to apologize and say I was wrong and he was right that after they got out of WrestleMania Vegas or whatever, John Cena was still being booed. Or Cody Rhodes was still being booed, and I was like, what? You sent me this cameo. We haven't even had one show with Cody Rhodes outside of WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
You want me to apologize for something that hasn't happened? We have right now, okay? Right now, we have no evidence whatsoever that Cody Rhodes will be booed when he returns to television. No evidence whatsoever. Do you know what I am, Mike?
What's that?
I'm a man of evidence.
Yes.
Do you understand?
I do.
Had some guy on the board was mad. He goes, oh, yeah, you know, Brian, he's fine with what happened to Joe Hendry at WrestleMania. Because in his opinion, it was inherently bad. What? It was a bad thing for TNA. It was a bad thing for Joe Hendry.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, listen. Yes, obviously in theory, if you have a working agreement with WWE, in theory, your champion going on a WWE show and losing to another guy in 3 minutes and then getting laid out again afterwards like a geek, yes, obviously, in theory, that's bad. What did I even say when I reviewed it? I said I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have beat the guy in 3 minutes. I certainly would not have had him take a second RKO afterwards. Okay? But what is the evidence that this actually, not in theory, but in reality, what is the evidence that this actually was a horrible thing for TNA and Joe Hendry? Well, right now, there is no evidence. They had a pay-per-view this past weekend. I don't know what it actually did, but, like, it did very well. Yes, if you want to, you can go online and find tickets taken. For example, you know, I saw some pictures taken before the show started, or there's always a picture that, like, everyone loves this picture. Find a picture of where the hard cam is and take a picture of all the empty seats, okay? Now, granted, it doesn't matter if it's WWE or AEW or TNA or wherever. If you have a hard cam section, they never sell the seats, okay? So, yeah, you can find those if you want, but the fact is, a lot of people showed up for the pay-per-view. It was sold out, whatever that means, okay? I watched Joe Hendry on that show. He was wildly cheered. They chanted, "We believe," as he was fighting his way out of a hold. I watched Joe Hendry on NXT. Joe Hendry was cheered on a show that was dead and there was nobody there and it was practically, it seemed like an empty building. The guy was cheered. So, thus far, we have no evidence whatsoever that this was a gigantic negative for TNA or Joe Hendry. Just like we have no evidence whatsoever that Cody Rhodes will be booed when he returns to television. Now, if he's booed, I will. You know what I'll say when if he gets booed?
What's that?
I will say he's getting booed. They are booing him right now. Okay? If I see a collapse in TNA business over the next 3 weeks, you know what I'll say?
What's that?
Business collapsing. That doesn't seem good.
No.
But so far, we have no evidence of that. So you can argue to your heart's content what you believe. If you believe in Joe Hendry, that's great. If you don't, that's great. But there you go. If he gets a mixed reaction, I'll say he gets a mixed reaction. I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you what actually happened in reality when it happens. But so far, he's not back yet.
You know, another thing that Cody has going for him a little bit is the fact that John Cena's next opponent is somebody that will get cheered just as much, if not more, than him and Randy Orton leading into that match in 2 weeks in St. Louis. Now, whether what they do out of that match will be interesting as well, because I would figure John Cena is defeating Randy Orton, although with such a small build, I can't believe that they're not going to continue on afterwards. And if you do it right with Randy Orton and Cody Rhodes on one side and John Cena and, I don't know, who, Travis Scott on the other side, I have a feeling that Cody and Randy will win that when it comes to the fans.
We got to talk a little serious news. Three new plaintiffs joined the lawsuit against WWE and the McMahons. Post Wrestling reported there's a John Doe 6, a John Doe 7, and a John Doe 8. John Doe 6 was 11 or 12 when he claims that he was, let's see here, he was assaulted by Pat Patterson, is the claim here. And this one is notable because, you know, a lot of people over the years have always stated that that Pat Patterson had nothing to do with any of this. And that's why, you know, he was initially fired, let go, whatever, from WWF along with Mel Phillips and others. But Pat Patterson came back.
And Terry Garvin.
And people always over the years would defend him and say, you know, yeah, definitely Garvin, definitely, but not Pat Patterson. Well, here is another John Doe who claims Pat Patterson, when he was 11 or 12 years old, July 14, 1989 in Baltimore. John Doe 7, which is kind of an interesting case because he says that he was 14 or 15 and this happened in 1974. So this was long before Vince McMahon, Linda McMahon, Vince McMahon Jr. owned WWE. This would have been when Vince McMahon Sr. owned the company. This is going way back. This is before I was born, this incident in 1974. He was abused, he says, by Mel Phillips. And then John Doe 8 says, 15 years old, 1982, Baltimore Civic Center, and also claims Mel Phillips. Now, there's also another name, John Doe 6, who was the one who claimed he was 11 or 12 in 1989. He says in 1992 there was an incident that involved Coco Beware, whose name has never come up, and who is still alive, and he was made no comment, but that is the new allegations here. So three new names. And of course, you know, the thing that we talked about, I mean, there's obviously a lot to get into, but I think to me, I mean, it just astonishes me that you had 11, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds on the ring crew.
It's bizarre.
I mean,
absolutely.
I don't want to joke about it, but let's just say, let's take out all allegations whatsoever. Let's pretend nothing ever happened in terms of allegations. Why did you have 11 to 15-year-olds on the ring crew? Dude, I didn't put the ring together much. I found a way to avoid it. But on all those indie shows I worked, the wrestlers had to put the ring together. And like, dude, in what universe are you employing children to put a ring together? Dude, these giant posts, like, it's like, I can't even understand why you would do it unless you had to
it's
have
a
had
cover.
Yes, you had to have had some like, reason to employ children. Because I even asked Dave last Sunday, I was like, look, I went to a million shows where the ring was put together. They never used children. Like, did they use children in the NWA? Did they use children in...
No.
And the answer is like, no, I never heard of them using children. It's like, God.
It's bizarre. It's disgusting. Because why else are 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds there? People will go, well, what, Bobby Eaton? Bobby Eaton's stepfather was Bill Dundee. And look, I don't know everybody's situation on how you get into the business. You know, Terry Gordy's uncle trained him. He was in the business before he got in at a young age. Obviously, in Mexico, there's a family tradition where people start off young. They're in the business. Okay, but, like, again, if you've ever seen a ring get put up, like, these things aren't light. You know, these boards aren't – you have an 11-year-old with these long –
the ring post,
yes,
the ring frame
is to me just, it's a nasty, it feels like nasty business. And these things have been out there for so long. I didn't even know Mel Phillips was employed by the WWWF as it would have been back in 1974. That's a revelation to me that happened, that he was employed even then. And that it's just, there's always been a lot of looking the other way in wrestling. And you saw it with the Jake Roberts story when that played itself out, when people would talk about Grizzly Smith, about, like, we didn't think about it, you couldn't believe it, that sort of thing. But, like, didn't anybody go, like, no, an old man and a 14-year-old girl driving around? Like, damn, dirty, dirty business.
Stand by. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit NoTimeToWait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I don't want to make light, but you ever hear those stories where someone like has a heart attack and then they just go, he had no symptoms?
Yes.
Other than the 85 we just heard in the last commercial?
Well,
God.
You
know. I don't know, man.
Oh, man.
All right, before we get into Raw, a couple of other notes. So I don't know what Liv Morgan's role is, but apparently it's big.
Heel?
And no, she's in a film.
Oh, the movie role.
She's got a film role. And the rumor around Hollywood is a real big one, and I guess we're going to find out next week. But it's got a lot of people talking. Got
to be a horror flick, right?
She Actually, I don't think so.
Some horror flick. Really?
Yeah, the horror flicks are usually the low-budget ones that people find a way into. Like, the real big-budget ones are... Nothing against horror films or anything like that. I did one, actually, with old Mark. Fear of Sleep. Look it up on YouTube. Fear of Sleep.
What, is that modeled after my life or what?
It might have been, actually. I co-star with a geek who reminds me a lot of you, actually. Yeah. Fear of Sleep.
Did you die at the end?
Actually, no. I forget how it ended, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm alive now. Miko Satomura's 30-year journey came to an end, Corican Hall. It's all done. Miko Satomura, The Final, was the name of the show. Sounds like a pretty good name for her last show.
Really?
Kairi, Io Sky, Asuka, Shinsuke all sent in video messages. Hiroshi Tanahashi, Devil Masami, the Crush Gals were there. Akira Hokuno, Kenta Kobashi, Bull Nakano. Golly, where were they at my retirement? She's 45 years old, and
Heck of her career.
I would expect that we probably will get something on NXT about this tonight. That seems to be the feeling.
Well, you know, deservedly so. She was one of the last ties to the old school. Yes, we still see the Aja Kongs and people like that come out of the woodwork every once in a while, but as far as women that were working regularly that can tie the line from All Japan Women and Gaia into modern times. I mean, you know, Asuka's another one. Once she retires, that's going to be another line that ends up being gone. But a heck of a worker. She's always on the Hall of Fame ballot for the Wrestling Observer newsletter. I don't know if she'll ever get in. She is arguably the best women's wrestler. People can obviously have their favorites and who they like, but she is right up there on any list when it comes to the best women's wrestlers of the last 30 years, and I'm happy she's actually able to go out, not only healthy, but with a lot of acclaim. She had a chance to come to WWE, work NXT UK, work some in NXT, so she got a little bit of a taste that way. So just a fantastic worker who, I mean, just up until recently could always have fantastic matches, so happy for her to ride off in the sunset and still be healthy doing so.
Well, I just tweeted out the link to Fear of Sleep for all of my ex-subscribers. The rest of you got to look for it yourself. Smashing Machine, speaking of films, big question is going to be, is Smashing Machine better or worse than Fear of Sleep? Because the trailer just came out, and I think the most shocking thing was Boss Rutten was on it, playing Boss Rutten.
He's good in that role.
Yeah, he's not a bad Boss Rutten.
I don't know who the heck else could actually have played Boss Rutten other than Boss Rutten.
Well, I don't know. I mean, who else could play Mark Coleman? But they got Ryan Bader.
Yeah.
And Alexander Usyk is Igor Vovchanchin. Who could play Igor Vovchanchin?
Well, Usyk is a good guy to do it. I saw the picture. I haven't seen the trailer yet, but I saw the picture of Rock as Mark Kerr, and that's going to be one thing for me. It was like, I was such a big Muhammad Ali fan to see Will Smith in that role. By the end of the movie, I could kind of forget that it was Will Smith. It was very difficult, but I was able to kind of forget about that. When it comes to Mark Kerr, I saw the Smashing Machine documentary, which I think everybody should, because it was a fantastic piece of work that HBO did 25 years ago. But it'd be real interesting to see if The Rock, you know, that people forget that that's The Rock up there, and it's actually, you know, gets him into being Marker and really embodying the whole thing.
Well, I watched the trailer, although without sound. I haven't heard it yet. I was somewhere where I couldn't turn the volume up, but I watched it, and I don't know, man. He kind of looks like him. He's got the same physique.
Well, that's, yeah, like, well.
I just kept seeing The Rock, to be honest. And then all of a sudden, there was Boss Rutan. The and this was from Dave. He said that he'd heard from people who had seen the film and they were not impressed. But, you know, there are a lot of films where you're not impressed and then they make a bunch of changes and then it's a lot more impressive. So I guess we'll see with the final version how it
Well, it's also, too, is who said, you know, they weren't impressed? Were they actually, you know, people in the fight game? Were they movie people? All that sort of stuff, too. I mean, that's one of those things. This is going to be a real niche type of thing. You know, the Von Erich movie was able to break out. Queen of the Ring absolutely was not able to break out to a wider audience. But with the Smashing Machine, I mean, this is a long time ago now. It's a promotion in a different country dealing with all the pride stuff and a lot of names that people, even if they know MMA history, but have only come around in the last 20 or so years, they're not going to really know anything about a lot of these people. So it's going to be real interesting to see, again, what kind of appeal there is, because a lot of it is going to be, I would assume, the fact that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is starring in this, and that's hopefully going to be a draw for them.
So SmackDown on Friday did not all that great. 1.599 million viewers, down 8% from the previous week. Although it was second highest show since March 7th, because last week's show was the SmackDown. Actually, this was a SmackDown. It was the go-home show last week. 0.51, 18 to 49. It did have the NFL draft, NBA and NHL playoff games. So it had very, very strong competition. So honestly, that's not that bad. And then we've got Collision, which did a monster number because it was immediately after the NBA playoffs. They had a lead-in of the NBA playoffs. The show averaged 707,000 viewers in a 0.21 in 18 to 49. And if you look at the quarters, what essentially happened is the show opened at 1.7 million viewers. It immediately plummeted. But even plummeting, it still stayed above the average all the way until the overrun, the famous AEW overrun. Had they not had an overrun, they actually would have been well above average. But, you know, yesterday I went on a big rant about how they need more video packages and explain stuff to everybody.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first off, did you look at the YouTube comments for that one? I normally don't, but I did. And I've never had so many people agree with me on YouTube. It was uncanny. It kind of caught me off guard. Maybe
it
I'm
really
wrong. But anyway,
lottery tonight.
Anyway, a lot of people agreed. But the point is, of all the shows, to do a bunch of recaps and fill people in, it's a show where you have 1.7 million people tuning in, of which 1.3 million of them are not AEW viewers. Probably an important show to tell people what's going on. And, man, all I know is I watched that show and I didn't know what was going on in three different portions of that show. So I can only imagine a non-fan watching that. So, you know, if you want to argue that they don't need recaps, well, that's all fine and dandy. But you're wrong. And especially on a show with a lead-in of 1.8 million viewers, if you know that's coming, you better put a lot of video packages on that show. Because otherwise, what, a whole bunch of people watch it and slowly tuned off and never watch AEW again? Like, hook them. Let them know what the storylines are. It's not just about matches. Like, what's going to make you tune in for the next show? That you saw a cool match with Bandito and Dralistico? Or that, hey, there's a storyline here. What's going on? I kind of like this. What's going to happen next time? That's what you want, right?
And yes. And you
Am
know
I
what?
Out there's... to lunch?
You are not out to lunch. There is no hard and fast rule to this either, because sometimes, it depends on the situation, would you start off with MJF and the Hurt Business in that first segment because you think it's going to grab people's eyes? Okay, you do it that way. Do you start off with a Saturday night's main event style, you know, promo or something like, okay, maybe it just depends on the situation, or maybe start off with, this is what you missed last week, or, you know, that sort of thing. There's no rule, but as far as trying to do it, you know, early and trying to do it where it matters, I mean, again, that's why all of these sports have these things. That's why soap operas have these things. That's why all these serials, they kind, you know, they go, and all of these types of dramas, they give you an idea of what happened last week.
Or comic books open with a recap.
Do they really?
Yeah, I've heard. Hmm. I don't read comic books, but that's what I was told. Actually, my kids read Dog Man, and there's almost always, like, the very first chapter is like, here's how he became a dog man. Okay, cool.
If it's good enough for Dog Man.
If it's good enough for Dog Man, it's good enough for AEW. That's right. All right. Any other notes from Raw that are important? Roxanne was there, and Julia.
She's obviously seeing Julia's hairdresser now. Got some cool new pink extensions.
They are both still considered NXT talents. God only knows why.
When is the draft?
Roxanne's been on the main roster since the Royal Rumble, but she's still getting, I guess, paid NXT money. That's too bad. That should be fixed.
Maybe she's getting a handshake on the side.
War Raiders versus Finn and JD. War Raiders won. And it looks like we're going to be getting New Day versus War Raiders in a rematch and Penta feuding with JD next week. So we've got that coming up. Becky Lynch did a promo. And hey, we got a heel getting booed. She did get booed throughout most of her promo. But then, well, I like Lyra and all, but like, she is not a good promo. She is not very good at displaying her personality. She's very wooden and robotic. And man, she came out to cut a promo on Becky, and she got the what treatment.
Ooh.
But they'll be having a match at the pay-per-view. I mean, she did fine, all things considered, but it's just she's not dynamic, she's not charismatic, she's not, you know, it's just a very monotone delivery, like she's very nervous. So hopefully she works on that.
What do you think about the wings?
Whatever. That's the least of my problems. Ivy Nile and Stephanie. Stephanie got the win. Needs a new finish. Other than that, she's awesome. But her finish is just the most... It's like, that's it? I mean, it's worse than the AA. That you at least fall from a height. Know what I'm saying?
I do.
Pat McAfee...
What would be a good finish for her?
Golly, this guy can cut a promo.
Yeah, he can.
He got on the announce table, and this is a promo he's had in his head for a long time. He cut an incredible promo on Gunther, and they will be squaring off in the ring in a sanctioned match at the pay-per-view. You actually should go back and watch his promo if you didn't see it. It was a great promo.
It was great.
Yeah.
He can talk his ass off, which is why he's in all of the positions that he's in, is because Pat McAfee is fantastic at doing this. Now what's going to be interesting is, after, because I don't know what's going to happen, I'll just assume... in my wrestling brain, that Gunther is going to choke out Pat McAfee. I mean, something could happen, but what about Michael Cole? Will Michael Cole get involved? Will Michael Cole have to come save Pat McAfee or pick up his dead, broken, bloody body while Gunther stands over him? Interesting to see is who's going to be the savior, because I don't think it's going to be Pat McAfee, so what is going
I don't
to
think
be
Pat's
Gunther's
getting a savior.
Opponent?
He's going to done get choked out, and they're going to move on to the next match.
No.
But I have seen... I saw a match with Gunther and Tozawa. I'm like, I think this is going to be a good match. Bro, this Gunther can get a good match out of anybody.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything complicated. Like, take a beating, make a comeback, get choked out. Man, oh man. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
How in God's name do we not think of this?
What?
Except that we're idiots.
What?
Brandon here says Goldberg saves Pat McAfee.
I try to forget about Goldberg every opportunity that I get.
That's obviously what's going to happen. I feel stupid now. Good job, Brandon.
Absolutely, Brandon.
Good job, Brandon. You made me feel stupid.
Portsmouth, baby.
It's rare that happens, but when it does, I got to respect it.
Exactly.
Hey, tonight we got the Brian and Vinny show, and we're going to be talking Mid-South wrestling. You guys watch Mid-South?
I did.
If not, what's wrong with you?
Really?
It's a great fun show, and I think we're on season 6, episode 22, if I recall correctly. Yep, season 6, episode 22. So look at how fast I did that compared to Vinny. So that's coming up tonight. Granny will be on, and it's going to be a fun time if you like history. You'll get wrestling history and human history. Yes.
You know, Granny's Social Security number was 2.
It was, actually. So anyway, that's tonight. And then we'll be back tomorrow, Observer Live. And tomorrow is going to be a very special show because we got a guest. It's a rare twice in 3 weeks, I think. We've got Mike Loke, who's going to be on. And actually got to meet him in person in Las Vegas.
And he still wants to come on again.
We met each other in a diner. And then I actually ran into the entire Tim Flowers crew from like 20 years ago. Like Chris Del Sol and Nikki Six and Matt Farmer. And I was like, oh my God.
Literally ran into him when he ran out on the check on Oku and he had to pay it.
Holy smokes. Anyway, we got to go, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.